Give up. 皮子的，第二中间皮子的，牙血的，米米的第二里面皮子的，搞对了，米第二里面皮子，但我看自己对眼呢，我讲我就看自己对眼，你皮子的，啊，第二中间皮子牙血的是，他先的米的，啊，啥意？但是今天啥时候了？过完了那个，还有一个结婚呢，啊，皮子的结婚呢？내가언제신앙심리제외는아니귀신주제귀귀비즈약속된게말했어가있으면믿을때만그겨울중특이런말을하라고사이때는그쓰이말을했는데등조다고내속이때는믿을거라고했다내가이제가수다면그면직때는믿을거라고해그냥심지어등조로지고라고라친구는난동네이런캐럿을봐도되는데겨울중에쓰지구애구라이런말은구애이런말을듣고서이썸로에기에이런말을구이두만두만가봐두가래를되는두만중에읽거나네몽네몽을쓰여미기위대에어디서먹으라시이런말을기위대에미기위대에어디데이터때에시야나겨울중에기특구나이런말어미쿠마아베때에찬네미코마다이이제주로교화주의뒤뒤로오면이만인간사회들의차가좋을거와어인자이만인간사회들의차가좋을거교화주의뒤뒤로오면다미이때인데다뒤뒤약속되네어다뒤때는죽만두가있다내몸바아서다뒤뒤때는죽만두가있다몸바뒤숨기만먹었으니까어디를다몸바뒤숨기만먹었으니뒤뒤약속되네미교화되네이따가깨워같은룸투가이나깨워지만
Gracias.
块钱的白虾皮呢？啊，我说这都给鱼了，这不龙井给鱼了吗？啊，这都田不平水错的，这都平水错的就给鱼了。你那呀，田不平水错的，用一个就做生意给这压缩的，几个提速我做也得，几个提速我做不来，是吧？几个提速给这压缩的那是啥品啊？皮呀，这都是啥？都是说些啥？虽然也不大，也不大，俺们出去都查查清清的，俺们下不来。你妈叫我这几个提速，俺们一年我把提速我把的，俺们几个提速，俺两个去干来的公司，俺们两个去开了。一年的计算的是几个提速到数的提速的人啊，才会开始的。电动车、电动轨道、电动车，全部融进农业里呢，开始的。就说三个提速要小的，几个提速，提速是啊，你提速的面杂七的一个面嘛什么，年的什么的，米子什么什么两个七个。俺过了年的话呢，你弄的年的话呢，然后新的这边嘛就，哎，这个就是这个用的嘛，是吧？给你，啊，三月份给你没有钱，是吧？对这样小的小事，可干不下去。我记得别的那东西，以前那都是那么一些的，这不是那么一些错，错你的。三月要小的平整的，几个人找的平整要小的密集度。你有空啊？别想了，啊你，他，平时写嘛，肯定，时间当然很多没办法写，见面写嘛，给我主图也一个嘛嘞，我第四个意思，时间就当然呢，平时有哪些压缩的图书，在平时压缩的几个意思，太难形成的，哦，给我主页什么那一些错所以呢，平时压缩的魅力图也给平时的认识。平时养小的啦，俺们买过来看的都是今年平时的大的，除了大的，你给我见过之后，这个看的那大概平时也在什么一年呀，看的少，那么人家那么大买那的，什么那一些节目就做，那啥的就做啥，啥我没啥，俺们给我见过了，看完之后就明年的特种的话，我的衣服的年龄差不多的，有的就是你这。
So here, as Shanti Deva, there's actually a different name in Tibetan. We use the Tibetan word, but Shola or Shanti Deva is saying here in this verse, like it's incredibly stupid. We just at this time sort of a relaxing sleep or just sleep through this, because if we're like say a farmer where you need to plant your fields at a specific time in order to be able to get a harvest. That's how you sustain yourself. That's how you get results, is by actually planting at the correct time. So you have to do the planting in the spring. You have to like loosen up the ground and put your seeds and put your fertilizer on. And that's when you're going to be able to actually get results from doing that planting. So if at, like, for example, a farmer were to think at that time, like, oh, that sounds like a lot of work. I don't think I want to do that right now. I think I'm just going to sleep. I'm just going to relax, distract myself. Well, then when, say, the time of spring has passed, it's not going to be of any benefit to try to do that planting. You're not able to get any sort of results by planting your seeds at the wrong time. So we have to take advantage of the proper time when the conditions are right in order to be able to reap a harvest from, say, our fields. And so it's like that with our human life. Right now, we have the best opportunity, the best time in order to accumulate positive actions, to actually make an effort at accumulating what we call the collections of wisdom and merit. And so if we sort of waste this time, or if we let this time be lost, then we're not able to get this again in the future. So if we have to think, you know, I don't really feel like doing virtuous things, or I think I'd rather just sort of relax and sleep or amuse myself, then we're going to squander away the time that we have the potential to do those virtuous actions. We really don't know what will come in the future. So the best time to accumulate positive actions, to accumulate the collections of wisdom. right now all we have this in life. But if we look like, oh, you know, that's really difficult. I don't know that I want to do that kind of a difficult action. I don't want to put effort into that. Then we just end up exhausting any sort of positive actions that we have accumulated and not accumulating any further positivity. There's no certainty about where we will be born in the future. And so this is the reason that Shantideva describes this as being such a sort of stupid thing to do, is because when you have the time when the time is correct, if you don't actually use that, if you let it slip away, then there's no guarantee that you can have that again in the future.
Oh yeah, I need that. 아, 간식으로 해야 했으면, 그냥 예상공부하래. 예상공부, 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 아, 표상공부하래. 예상공부는 표상공부. 아, 아, 최수나, 최수, 최, 최, 최수나, 니르나, 표상, 지혜를 표상공부 전에, 아니, 아, 아, 똑바로 나왔으면 기르기로, 아, 나왔으면 그냥, 응답 똑바로 연대했어요. 룸당 똑배 연대에서 룸기 때마다 개성검순 시열에 똑배 때마다 라오스면 되지. 룸기 제전, 아, 룸기, 룸기 때마 개성검, 룸기 때마 개성검순 제, 룸기 때마다 개성검순 제, 둘째로 룸기 때마다 제전, 라오스면 수진다, 띵띵진다, 시열에서. 오다, 니스분이다, 아, 삼쟁이 최탐제, 누나, 룸당, 때문에 단전한 일에 룸나오는데 난이도 시작이 되었다. 누나, 수식 때 누나, 룸이 때마다 나오게 되었다. 예. 룸이 때마다 되면서 태산치에, 태산공수치에. 와, 룸이 때마다 태산공수, 담보, 태워, 채, 신지자. 태미, 태강, 시발 때다. 아니, 쌈으로 땅, 쌈으로 땅맹, 예발, 예쌈만, 예발만 예발로, 공단, 아니, 편을 시작하는 말에, 예발, 예발치. 예발 예미 못한데 다가가는 인사네 문에 남기마도 교사네 그러나 내가 다가가는 인사네 한 성능이신 예비 되는데 아 공 공수비 공기네 나네 강단에 가리나 인질이나 장주기생이나 동반이나 가리지 취급이나 간접이나 예신 예비 되는데 아니 공기네 공마치 공마치 어디 공 아니 눈이 땡바라 냠면 지나오대지. 룸이 때마다 냠면 지나서 미지. 뽑힌 때마다 룸이 때마다 표성 고수는 제일 제구나. 아니, 수준이 나와. 라다 미겨주는 수준, 수미에 속지가 나서 미지에 룸이 때마다 표성 제일 아, 가슴에. 아, 데네스는 수월, 나와서 데네스는 도, 수준이 도대인데, 두이 되네가 나와. 좀 제일 예상공수 제발을 때문에 수준이 많은 길을 깨웠지. 아, 도대체 되면은 개성공수 제배, 띵인승이가 말하는 길을 깨웠지. 그러나 띵인승이가 무슨 영화도 남도기 시험을 만들고, 아니, 제배, 개발, 개성, 재미 있는 기회이 막 큰 마음 대표에. 어, 예, 은비 되면은 아까 노종 체배, 개성공수 제배, 감기란 시야를 보내 보는 데 사파를 그냥 다음에 또 시야를 쓰였어요. 미담은 또 시야를 쓰여서 길을 깨끗이 원하지 상책이 되니 인구로 됐다 뒤에다 복되면 당신만 이래 눈앞에 남기도 어디 예전 치밥 맞아도 죽어 치밥 혼란이 있어 나는 양면 치밥에 가려 진남에 가려 했으나 예전 치밥 맞아도 없으니 룸이 때마다 마음을 새로 마음을 예시치에, 대선치에, 룸이 때마다 남들에서, 대신, 대신치만 마치면서, 마음을 파시에다 주는 예예에서, 룸이 때마다, 대선치, 진주, 냠냠치 남들에, 주바치가 권한이 있으니, 또삐 때마다 냠냠치 남들, 또삐 때마다 가봤으면, 런지는, 주바치에, 띵띵이나 주린다 시에서, 런지는 주바치에, 이마도, 로스다, 성전이 때문에 냠냠치에, 요 말에 그렇게 했을 때는 마지막에 이 성인 때만 말했습니다.
So, as the last line of this verse from the 37 practices of Bodhisattva says, then the practice of hearing, thinking, and practice of bodhisattvas. So really, the Dharma, the teachings of the Buddhas, of what is to be heard and thought on and meditated on. So here, the sort of teachings of the Buddha can be encapsulated in these two, the scriptures and realizations. So the kinds of scriptures that were taught by the Buddha, which are the object that we first hear and then study for ourselves and then meditate on, would be called the teachings of scripture. So it is on the basis of then one hearing the teachings of these three baskets or the three sort of collections of the Buddha's teachings that one engages in the various kinds of training. So the nature of the teachings of the Buddha can be summarized in these two, the scriptures and realizations. So it is based upon hearing the scriptures that one then engages in contemplation, and based upon one's own contemplation, having ascertained the meaning, the gained certainty, that one engages in meditation, which involves familiarizing the mind, habituating, and really integrating that into the mind, whether it is meditating on compassion or meditating on bodhicitta's attitude to achieve the state of perfect complete enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings, or whether we are meditating on emptiness. Then we have what are called the sort of teachings and realizations, and that is the very practice that we generate within our own continuum of the various trainings based upon our engagement with the three baskets of the teachings. So here we can talk about the three baskets as being those of the Vinaya, an understanding of which leads us to take up the practice of ethical conduct. There are the scriptures that we call the sutras, and based upon hearing the sutras and the practices that are taught within them, we are able to develop a meditative concentration, a kind of mindfulness to not allow ourselves to get distracted, to have this sort of mental stability to generate various realizations. And then there are the teachings, the scriptures in the Abhidharma, or the higher knowledge, that teach the various wisdom practices, including how the understanding of selflessness or emptiness, impermanence, and so forth. And so based upon hearing and contemplating the Abhidharma teachings, we then are able to develop wisdom within our own continuum and increase that more and more. So the scriptural teachings are that which is taught to others. Those are the things that we think about, that we hear, we contemplate, and meditate on. Whereas the teachings that are realizations are solely the accomplishments, are solely what we have gained in our own continuum through practice. So the teachings of the Buddha are summarized then into these two, or the Dharma, into the scriptures, those which are the things that we teach to others, we hear about, and then, based upon those, we accomplish the various realizations, which are the teachings of the Buddha.
Oh yeah, that means that thing. That and then,
So we should set such a good motivation for listening to these teachings.
Oh yeah, that energy beam on Chandra is similar. The energy beam on the Lhasa, Shenyun, the Zobi, Chandra, Tobi, Chimu, Tandu, that you did it.
Aspiration that we able to be like a fuel that is beneficial to them in any way kind of beneficial to them. Here, as it says in the Gaijin Boi Sago's Way of Life, just as earth and other elements are useful in various ways to innumerable sentient beings dwelling throughout infinite space, so may I be in various ways a source of life for the sentient beings present throughout space until they are all liberated. And the verse from the Precious Star of Nagarjuna is very similar, having this aspiration of being like the earth, that which is able to support and sustain other beings, like fire, like wind and water, kind of the elements that are sustaining to other sentient beings. So one is making this sort of aspiration even before being able to attain full enlightenment, or even before we have really given rise to genuine bodhicitta, just making this sort of wish to be of benefit to others, and however we are able to, this kind of aspirational prayer is a sort of attitude that we should have in listening to the teachings, of wanting to be able to be of benefit for others.
Oh yeah, that is the issue. Thank you. 주신 주만 메시아가 셈 예수이신 대학교에서 태관치고 태관치는 흉가시라 민정면도 담이고네 민정면도 책임감스 민정면도 담이고네 아니 자세히 주고하고 모두께서 숨겨오래 해서 민정면도 책임감 아니 예수 주만 메시아가 셈 사모 아니 또 예수 주만 메시아가 태관치는 흉가 숨겨오래 해서 디도나 인정해만 책임만 이십칠만 메시아 테라 세미나스 테라데요 이십칠만 메시아 세미예수시 테라데 세미 뭐냐 저는 세미 연계지야 아 미스 스물 남지 세미 시라 연계지야 테라 견지 그리스 지극에 대해서 지극에 용어에서 아 민네 남지 시라 연계 류모트도 있나니 아니 대로 배워치 그래서 우리 테라데스
So here there is a verse from the precious Garland, also kind of defending, as you see here, establishing that the Mahayana is the speech of the Buddha. But here saying preceded by compassion, so having compassion as the forerunner, teaching the various the sort of practices of a bodhisattva, the kinds of activities that a bodhisattva should engage in. And in order that one might know the stainless wisdom, referring to the stainless wisdom of emptiness, who's sort of God intelligence, who with brains would have contempt for those, or would criticize teachings such as this? So here, he's laying out the kinds of qualities present in the Mahayana teaching, and asking, well, who with any kind of thinking skills would see those and criticize them, or have contempt for them?
어야 단계는 도대체는 시작한 도대체 굉장히 중요한 고대가 레오니의 고대는 지난 단계로 단계 레오니의 레오니가 되게 지난이 마트 시간을 들이게 되니 시간 레오만 제일 굉장한 거예요. 이날 다 가르치고 했으나 아름만의 현실 중 제유만이 출발한 어떻게 같이 아름만의 어디서 막 저와 주마 공백이 바바 이제까지 용병을 와 대진까지 이제까지 공을 좀 비비나 아 문빈성은 파바톰에다 대화체력에 공을 주면서 칠생아 안내를 피해서 일단 룰룰룰룰 비비 들어와다 룰룰이 죽지도와라 죽지도와라 파바톰에 대진 나 인성 아니 나 대화체력가 인남에 있는 디딕이 유아인다 대화체력 우리 파바톰에다 아니 도대체에서 느끼고 능력이 말로만 현실 중
내가 진짜 용기를 쓰다 내가 참치고 진짜 용기를 쓰자니 웅땡
水管印章充满龙的一样，我印章不过龙一样，但我的那个那个七年上面那个那个下面，擦起来那个上面就那龙的，月光呢上面就满带满印章，那你上面就那个天光起不起？看什么？月亮也是的，满满也是的，那就的。
你这么看。
아래다현직중국세월나눈만내현직중국세태산다현직중국세난연주에는이태과치고이런말에갈수없는연주에는태과연주에는칠수없는아니태과치고칠수없는이런말에서는이말에연주에는연주에는택정이칠이균형도선정중에게뒤치고쓴말에서그러나사자지가실증이또숨겨있는실사지가내시친구숨겨있는3년전에는현지콜로탐내시친구전부골딘장관아니뒤에는사지실증사지실다시하태과치는실숨겨있는원인장현지특징이되는당행명이되는균형도출발해서아는것같아현지지유마인스니워낙이제태과치고이나아니예배는이까도제고이까도탐在这个路啊，各种在过来，那你各地的你往过去的特别多啊，是吗？啊，你往过渡过当地做的来他的嘛，你往过渡过就是进入嘛，特殊的嘛嘞是，哦，特殊的嘛嘞是，啊，什么东西你们特殊的去，国外人特别嘛嘞，特上面特别嘛嘞是进入嘛意思，那你过渡的嘛嘞是，但出发当中的，啊，你该学习，但第三年就那年出发嘛。三件事吧，这个，啊，你不考了三件没接了，啊，你是不管你来是该提来要去的。哦，第一呢，真相是，第一呢，真相，啊，三件中间的嘛，送来三件，他啥先提三件没接了，送过一呢，第二三件了，第三件的送一嘛，才出三件，出把他们来，进入嘛，出把他们来，比如来是，我打多点钱，第四个，黑钱上面你干的嘛？
So here at so in the second chapter of this text, the Ornament of the Sutras by Sangha, this is a chapter which is establishing Mahayana as being the speech of the Buddha. I apologize; it's a little difficult for me to understand these verses that are extremely condensed. These two lines begin with saying. So it was not previously prophesied, and it arose together. It isn't the object for those without pure karma. I'm adding a little bit in there. And it's established that it was taught by a Buddha. So there are going to be these various elements. This verse is actually much more condensed in the Tibetan. Let's take the first part of this, is that there was no sort of prophecy of this. So this is talking about the fact that here at the time of Nagarjuna, when he was making the argument that the Mahayana definitely was the speech of the Buddha and so forth, the Mahayana teachings were spreading extensively. And if it's the case that the Mahayana is not actually the speech of the Buddha, this would be something that would be damaging to the Buddha's teachings. If this is something that is not authentic, that is not actually the teachings of the Buddha, and yet it's spreading extensively and being taken up by many different people, including Nagarjuna and his various followers, you would think that if this were something that were so damaging to the Buddha's teachings, because it's not actually what he taught, this would be something that he would have previously prophesied. So the Buddha, being omniscient and being aware of all objects of knowledge within the three times, if it were the case that the Mahayana teachings were something that were going to be extremely damaging to his sort of real authentic teachings, then the Buddha would have made such a prophecy explaining that something is going to come along that is going to be sort of false teachings or something that's going to be extremely damaging to my genuine teachings and so forth. But that's not actually the case. We don't see any sort of prophecy from the Buddha that these are not authentic or real teachings. And so here, teachings were sort of damaging things, not something the Buddha has prophesied, just said would come about. And then the next part of the first line of this is that these came together. So it's not as though the Buddha is capable, the Buddha is capable of actually teaching to multiple disciples in accordance with their needs, with their dispositions, and so forth. So it's not that the Buddha first exclusively taught the Hinayana and then later taught the Mahayana. These actually came about together. It's just that for, as it continues into the next line, for those disciples who don't have the pure karma or really don't have the proper sort of qualifications for the Mahayana, they were unable to engage with that. So it's not the object of engagement with someone who doesn't have a kind of proper karma to be able to engage with this. And then finally, the next part of this is that some sort of argue that, well, this wasn't taught by the Buddha Shakyamuni, but it must have been taught by some other Buddha. Well, if it's an enlightened being, if it's taught by an enlightened being, then we've established that it's taught by the Buddha. So this is my attempt at this verse out of the ornament for the sutras in which Asaka is explaining the sort of reasons that the Mahayana is established as the speech of the Buddha.
Oh, yeah.
Accept what we call these hearer and solitary realizer teachings. So is then what we have arrived at, where it says in verse 42, on the other hand, if something were true because two parties assert it, then the Vedas and so on would also be the truth. So here, the Hinayana wants to say, well, okay, our scriptures are true because both you and I accept that they are true, that they're actually correct. So then, by extension, one would have to say that anything that is accepted by two parties makes it true. So something like the Vedas, in ancient India, they had these kinds of texts. There were four different sorts of categories of these texts. I think they can roughly be translated as like poetry, sort of dharma, how you do positive actions, sorts of teachings related to how one rules as a king and engages in war and so forth. And then finally, a fourth category that deals with various names and conventions. But basically, two different parties can accept that those Vedas are true, so that would then make them true. If you're going to extend the same argument about the Hinayana canon, well, it's true because we both accept it. Well, if that's the only criteria necessary for something being true, that leads to then something like the Vedas would also be true.
Oh, yeah.
up on, because that's not something that is accepted by both of us. And so continuing in 43, the rebuttal, the reply to that is, well, then since the validity of the entire Hinayana canon is contested by non-Buddhists, and certain other Hinayana scriptures are contested by your own and other Hinayana orders, well, then you should reject them as well. So here, if the idea is that something is to be rejected because it is contested, then you're going to lead to the sort of conclusions that, well, your own teachings would need to be rejected because they are contested as well. So for non-Buddhists, when Buddhists say that all compounded phenomena are impermanent, they contest that. They don't think that that is accurate. Like the four Buddhist sort of seals of like all phenomena, all compounded phenomena are impermanent. All that is contaminated is suffering. All that is selfless and empty, and nirvana is peace. Those are tenets that other non-Buddhist schools reject. They dispute those. And so if you are going to say that something needs to be rejected simply because it is disputed by another party, then that's going to lead to, well, your texts are disputed. And so even within those who accept the Hinayana canon in general, there are specific points of debate as well. So here in the commentary to this passage, it talks about within the sort of 18 different schools of the Vaibhashika, there are those that dispute over whether there is a bardo or sort of like transitional existence between birth and death, sort of existence that is considered to be this, as it's usually called, the bardo existence. There are some that dispute that, that don't accept that there is a kind of existence that comes between one dying and taking another birth. They would say that, well, once one has a, it's kind of strange language in English, but has a death existence, one then immediately establishes a new birth. And so here, basically, the point of this is that if it's the case that you're going to say something needs to be rejected because it is disputed, that's going to lead to you needing to reject a lot of your own canon because there are those that dispute it or dispute particular points of it.
Oh, yeah, that's the one you mentioned from us. That thing may be me, 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 탱맹이 룸, 내가 적게 못하면 탱맹이 룸, 탱맹이 예대기 대대기 스마트 룸다 삼재기 카페 아니, 예대 대화 적게 쓰지 요라 대화 적게 못하면 상관이 캐릭 칙덕지 핀거 요만해 가시가시라 느낌거 요만해 어, 인사 대화 적게 못하면 세마케 대화 예장 아, 난쟁이 아니, 룸 샌스 아, 난쟁이 룸 샌스 예대기 그러나 발수 이유가 때문에 상대기를 뭉쳐오지 대화 탐지하는 게 아니기로 말했어 발수 이유가 때문에 얘네 대화 날래 깔 대장
깔 소리 깔 대장 쓰기 상대기 깔 깔 대장 날래 때 미대배에서 가시기 때 상대기 깔 이마 대기요 말해 발수 이유를 했어야 미대배 대반낭도 양 랑신 쯔바 당 제비 치르리스 대반낭로라야 랑신기 쯔바다 제비 치르리스 어디 닌다 탱맹이 되네장 세마 임바 털자 임바 탈로스 딘젠다 탱맹이 되네장 상젠지 까임바 털자 임바 다 되라 쯔바다 제비 치르스리 거 당요
아니 니 세마 임바 간절스 죽고래 다 리빠기
하르도 요르스예디
말해
나 상젠지 까임바디 오, 다 산재니 까임바데, 니 조이 텔라 밀리지, 셰라 제스 빠빠인스. 아, 말해, 단다 디조다 산재니 까로와 산재니 숭바데 되기요. 다 태과치모 산재니 까임바데 간데스 둡고레스나, 다 다진디 남신레 산재니 숭바레스. 아니, 아, 태과치모 년대기 때문에 숭바다, 택쟁기 때문에 숭바 튀냐므레, 이나야, 가서 두제 파바 남기 마태바다 마코와 균제 카레스나 대답기 제유 말해서 가서 두제 레다기 제유래 아니 다 택쟁기까도 년대기까도 까 산전 양을 때니로 jatam jela lo jatam ma lo jema da nyane le thalo ten lo jema da ka tu che ta chuma da ti ti zamba nyande gi tene ma to tekjen gi ka tu che ma lo ta tekjen gi ka tu de wa na si che re sa tekjen gi ka tu de ane chamju sa chamba da chang na to jela so bi chamju sa ma nam gi che ba re si o yin zang tekjen gi che de ma zu ju ba de yong sa de zo jamyang da chamba ni ne yong ge gyo re ma zu samotaji jajun jeji siyede ma to junzen karese na kadu zangen de chamba da chang na to de jeren si ga soba di zo ki chanju sema nam ki kadu zene kadu tangbo zede nyende ki ta karese ne karese yage gyabi kap chage gyabi kap la ane nyende ki kadu zede zamba ane tekjen ki kadu de di je la chamba da 이쪽에 재발해서 우리 인자 택받침 뭐 요래 장바다 장나 도제다 장양라 소리 장주스 뭐 사주 장주스 뭐 시에지 요라 장스 뎀비 콜라이 위 사주 장주스 오 뒤쪽이 까도 재발해서 오이다 두비에 네 리바 딘데레 다 강다르자 택 택받침 뭐 까이 뭐 까 상전지 까이 뭐 그래 까이 차나다 이까 상전지 까이 까 남다 임바데다 재발요 말해
So, as for the commentary then to this verse 43, which again is talking about this sort of need to reject something that is contested. So it says, well, okay, then the Hinayana canon is disputed by those who are non-Buddhists. So that would need to be therefore rejected, since that your Hinayana scriptures are also disputed. And so among although all of these 18 schools accept the Hinayana canon as being something that is valid, there are within them disputes about various sort of texts. There are some who accept things like the teachings on the Bardo as being the speech of the Buddha, as being valid teachings, and there are those that don't accept that. So within these various schools, one sees that there are disputes. And so therefore, it would follow that if you're proposing that if something is disputed, it needs to be rejected, then it would follow that your own Hinayana canon would need to be rejected as being authentic. So here, I just ask, well then, how is it that one establishes that the Mahayana is actually the speech of the Buddha? So it sort of is coming, again, we need to understand a little bit of the history that the Buddha's teachings were kind of gathered together after he had actually passed into Nirvana. So the first of these took place the year after the Buddha had passed, and at that time, the texts that were gathered together and put into the canon were only those of the Hinayana scriptures. So again, as we've seen, it's explained that the three baskets, the teachings of on the various topics that are contained within those three baskets, this idea of ethics and meditative concentration and wisdom and so forth, were taught, those that are in the Hinayana and those that are in the Mahayana were taught at the same time. They were simultaneous, but because only those beings with the kind of capacity to be able to understand them with a kind of pure karma received those Mahayana teachings, it appears as though they came to us later. We talk about the kind of lineage of the profound and extensive teachings as coming from Manjushri and Maitreya respectively because of the sort of way in which they were the recipients of those teachings and then they were passed down to us. So here we can get into later sort of how one establishes that those are the teachings, but there's sort of various ways in which we see that the Mahayana is established as being the teachings of the Buddha.
Oh, dinde re ta kang dar ja dine. Oh, di che ta dinde in zang ta teng me nang lo la ya sang jian ji ka la zhe ba nang pen zhi le zhe ba yu ba zang ji ani sang jian ji ka yi mi. And that the Sanjian ji ka yin ba ke lang ni Sanjian ji ka yin na yang tsema yin ma yin la tsepa jay yo ma ra Tangpo Kurang ni di Sanjian ji ka yin re ta ma re siye di la tsepa jay yo ra Sanjian ji ka tsema ma re si di Sanjian ji ka ngune ma re si kesi sanjian ji ka yinba ke lena ta nangba yinza ta tsema yinba ke lingirwa ta tsema siwura ta kandar jia sanjian ji tsema kare ina yang ani tsema sina mindu ta kandar jia tila yanani gongshi gyoba yoba ke lingir o din dinza nian tangbo sanjian ji ka kuran ke lingirwa marwa dindin zang ani Zeba yoba tsam cheba ina tata mangbo yore tini umabata semzambi parula zeba mangbo yore kolo papa ani kolo papa jeja sungba nashin semzambi ke lengi yomare kolo tamala sungba nashin umabe ke lengi yomare ani nyende tewe kolo tambo nyende tewe ke lemba nashin yang karasuru umabe 년대대배 공부트레바 나시 우마베데 켈링이요 말에 오 인상 저봐 요래 저봐 요봐 점지 상전지 까 마이비 네봐 요 말에 소디스
So here first if we accept something to be the speech of the Buddha then it is accepted as being valid. Now there are times when the Buddha speaks with a particular sort of intention in mind, but if something is established as being the speech of the Buddha, if you accept that it is the speech of the Buddha, then it's accepted as being valid. Although again we see that there are certain sort of times where the Buddha speaks out of a particular intention. But we see that among the various different sort of philosophical schools within Buddhism, there is debate and dispute about things. And so this is not sort of a sign. Having that kind of debate, that dispute of various points, is not something that makes that sort of those texts unacceptable. So we can see that among the various philosophical schools, like the middle way school and the mind only school, they have different ways of sort of proposing that one understand the Buddha's teachings. For example, how they accept the various turnings of the wheel. We talk about there being three turnings of the wheel of Dharma, these three sort of cycles of teachings. And there are disagreements among various schools as to which of those can be sort of accepted literally and which need interpretation. So the middle way school, for example, doesn't accept how the mind only school interprets the final teaching, the final cycle of teachings of the Buddha. They don't accept that as being as it is accepted by the mind only school. And similarly, they don't accept the middle way, proponents of the middle way are not going to accept the presentation or the sort of understanding of the teaching of the Four Noble Truths as it is accepted by a Hinayana school. So here, we should understand that just because there is dispute or some kind of debate of among various philosophical positions and so forth, that doesn't invalidate all of the this as being the speech of the Buddha.
Oh yeah, that indeed, that and that the Parsi ye me siye de ta Parsi kashye ki Parsi me siye. Rwa sipa parma siya ji di parula jene karsore chine kiewa ma to di parula sipa ji yo ma re singena oda di ma re si ta parsi siya ji yo re sangye chum den dengi ya sung yo re si parsi siya de sangye chum den dengi ya sung ba re si lungi lungla yo re ane rigbe tu di parsi yo ba de kare re si na Ani karasure, mo zhe nang la, dui jian dang qie dian qi, si pa qie le zhuwa min si, dui jian si di, zhu zhao qi da pa yin na. Talong na, tanda nga zui lakpa gang la yewi zhu de, nga ma tabiye ki zhu de yi ki jian rwa, yin na ya di paru la, nyu gu dang dinda cha ni yong rwa, nyu gu dang, o di jian nang xin re si. Chisi siye diyan karasure michi kiwi tamala chiwi siba de tumne an di parubla yang yangyo parsi majiwa yangyo mi kiewa siye ji michi chine mile kiewa lamsang mine shine lamsang parsi majiwa mile kiewa ji yuwa ma res drujik tamne lamsang nyugu majiwa drujik kiye yuwa ma rwa 어, 대주의 주인당 최진 7 시바 7레 중화 민스디 주의 주인당 최튼바스디 주의 주인당 진지 죽당데 진용당데 최충바 인장 시바 7레 중화 민스디 계시데 치시 쳇바점라 중화 말레스 아니 비디오파르텔라 파르시 진에 용레스 어 딘데스 리바당기오레 주의 주인당 최진 7 시바 7레 중화 민스 로빈 얘기 파르시 가시에게 파르시 요 말에 계시 때 파르시 쳇바 짬래 쳇발라데 파르시 갑바 짬래 중발에서 파르시 갑비 죽 테마 타도가 오래 디 말에 디 전에 디기 말에스 어 빼나 난주 텐다 락발라 예비 뒤데 에 디파르텔라 뉴구라 소피 주이 마치바 랑산 따비 사뱅기 뒤데레 따비텔라 중화 마르와 어디 낭신레스 parubla nyugu jine ane dhruide chungare, dhruide jine, di nangshin chane jesi deyang tse di chine, tse chima langsang jewa dhinde maares, parubla parsi jine yongware, so di lobe inye ki ta parsi yobi dhukjere.
So here we can see that there are points of debate within the teachings of the Buddha. So like here, for example, whether it mentions whether or not there is some kind of bardo or like intermediate existence. So here, this is something that the Buddha taught. The Buddha taught that there is this sort of transitional or intermediate bardo existence. And so there's a scriptural source that you could cite. You can bring up various scriptures in order to establish that, and you can also establish it through reasoning. So this is the way in which one establishes a particular scripture as being valid, is by using these kinds of reasoning. So, for example, when it comes to this intermediate existence or state, or bardo, this is something which is established both by scripture. There are places where the Buddha talks about it, but as it is taught by Vasubandhu in his Compendium of Higher Knowledge, there's also a kind of reasoning that we can apply to establish that there is such an existence. So in the same way that when we have like a seed, a grain in our hand, that is part of a continuum that came from a previous seed, there's it's not as though when you say plant that seed, you immediately get a sprout. But that seed is part of a continuum that is going to sprout into a new plant and in turn give new seeds and so forth. So our kind of existence is in that same nature, in that we have our current life, and it's not as though the mere sort of ending of this life then immediately goes into a new life, but rather there needs to be a sort of intermediate state between that, in the way that things that are of a continuum function, such as like the continuum of a seed. If we have a particular grain and we plant that grain, it's not going to immediately give us a sprout and another plant, but yet it will sort of grow into that. And so in the same way, when we have a particular life, it's not just that the ending of that life immediately brings about another, but rather there's a bardo or sort of intermediate existence between that. So this is the kind of sort of reasoning of the nature of continuums that can be applied to establish that there is some kind of intermediate existence.
Oh yeah, that too, you know, that they shall be.
So if there are any questions, we're going to maybe leave it there for today.
Yeah.
If there aren't any questions, we'll do just one more verse.
Yeah, 직접이 로샤다. 텐자켈롱 다마데 디조마셰 또 텐다 더디 더디 셰샤. 텐자켈롱 니나 켈롱 니잔 까와네스다. 아, 니 태고 침묵 까마이나. 다 다 태고 침묵 까이 리뷰 두기오다. 다 되게 가레스고레스나. 어다 다티 리피트 바체 타마 시텔라모 틸랭가바다 탐보 다 똥니 똥비 다 도도 셴다 똥니 똥비 셴랍다 차나 자좀바냐네 토 미시베 템바스 어 간이스나 아 택쟁기 슝네 최탐자랑 신기 똥바스 예지 셰요로와 디 상쟁기 까마이나 아니 체담자랑 신지 동바데 상전지 까마레 동바 동바 숨비다 대바침비 슝디조 상전지 까마이나 아니 자주 년대기 강사 자주바 디조양 아니 타바토비에요 말에서 간이스는 타바토발라 동님 마곰나 타바토비에요 말에서 오디스기요 아 증대체는 오야 디디 년담부 대신 디자
So here, then, we turn to the first half of 44, where it says here that you might insist that the root of the teachings is the monastic community, but it is implausible that those monks were arhats. So here, basically, this is going to get at, and here we've arrived at this new sort of point, which is dealing with teaching that it's not possible to attain nirvana, the state of an arhat, if one is lacking this wisdom realizing emptiness. So it's explained within the Mahayana scriptures that in order to attain the state of enlightenment, or to attain the state of an arhat, one needs to realize emptiness, realize this lack of inherent existence. But if it were the case, they come back again.
Kesi. 동이 땜비 다 대과침비 흉디조 체담자 라신지 마투바 숨비 산쟁 흉디조 산쟁이 까마이나 아니 년대 자좀 버티조기 아니 동이 마도나 아니 자좀 토비에 요 말레스 자좀 토바까와 동이 마도나 자좀 토바까와 자좀 차에 까와레스 자좀 마차나 디조 산쟁이 땜비 자와 차에 요 말레스 Sanjay Tembi Tsawa Majana, and his Sanjay Jumdeni Lung Mangbi Nangla, Jajumba Namla, Tembi Tsawi, Gelong Sungyore, Gelong Mambo Yora, Gelong, Jajumba Yinga Menge, Gelong Mambo Sungyore, the Yinaya, Gelong Tamala, Tembi Tsawa Sungyore, Sanjay Jumdeni, Gelong, Tembi Tsawa, Gelong Jajumba Sungyore, Gelong Jajumba, Tembi Tsawa Sungyore, Kainsna, Consul Tembi Tsawa Sungyore, Sanjay Temba, Gadu Tseng, Sanjay Yangele, David Jukdu, Kadu Zengen Tang, Ani Ma Sanjengi Karso Tu, Tati Ma Shengen, Nye, Sungen, Tati, Jajum, Tatu, Yo, Inzang, Konzol, Tembi Zavi, Gelong, Sungyore, Gelong Jajum, Tembi Zavi, Gelong Jajum, Kesi, Tony Tomena, Jajum, but it's Tony Tomena, and Tembi Zawa Chaya Yomar, Jajum, but Chaya Yomar, Jajum, but Majan, Tembi Zawa Saya, Inzang Sanjum, Tembi Zawa Sumba, the tournament never chatted. 그래서 오인장 최담제 라신지 동바 동바 동비 흉대 상전지 까레스 그래.
Okay, so I'm going to try to explain the logic here. It says that so here again in this verse 44 you might insist that the root of the teachings is the monastic community, but it is implausible that those monks were arhats. So here it's explained within the Mahayana, and this is the reasoning that they lay out, that there is no sort of inherent existence, and so realizing that lack of inherent existence or realizing emptiness is what allows one to attain enlightenment, allows one, even those who are hearers and solitary realizers, to become arhats. So if those teachings were not the speech of the Buddha, then there wouldn't be any way for hearers and solitary realizers to become arhats. If they don't have that realization of emptiness, then there's no way that they can get out of samsara. And it's said that the sort of root of the teachings is this monastic community. The teachings of the Buddha live on through those who practice the teachings that the Buddha left behind, those that actually gain the realizations within their own continuum based upon those teachings of the Buddha. And so if the Mahayana, if the teachings that describe how to realize emptiness and so forth were not the teachings of the Buddha, then there would be no way for anyone to become an arhat, and thus that could not be described as being the root of the teachings. So here, this is the kind of logic that is being employed to say that if the Mahayana were not the speech of the Buddha, and therefore one were without this wisdom realizing emptiness, then it wouldn't be possible for one to become an arhat. And as arhats are asserted to be the sort of foundation, the root of the Buddha's teachings, we would then wouldn't be able to have such a root.
Oh yeah, that is interesting. So you think need the Jewa Chungsong Yabu. Ah yeah, that is Tenta Toto, the Jewa did the condition, Tenbi Zawa Gelong Yina, Sanje Jumden, Tenbi Zawa Gelong Dachum Banam, Gelong Dachum Banam, Sanje Jumden, Tenbi Zawa Yina, Tenza Gelong Yina, Sanje Jumden, Tenbi Zawa, the Gelong Dachum Bani Yina. Ani ta toni to bi shera men te da jang ke long dra jun ba ni tu jo pa ka wares tem bi zavi ke long dra jun ba ta jang jo pa ka wares to pa ka ware jang lai de san je to pa ma se ani ke long di zo ki dra jun ba tem bi zavi ke long dra jun ba se ji yong xin gi ma re dra jun ba to pa ka wares san je to pa ma se dra jun ba ni jang ka wares o ti si gu re che tam je rang xing ji tong ba tem bi do de sang jian ji gan man na ani di dang le tue san che bi da zhong ma di zo ka se da zhong ma nian di ji kan sa me ba yin zang dong ni dou bi da wa de de la nyam le ma che na ani da zhong ma tobie yo ma re da zhong ma ni jiang ga wa ne ba re s
de mo ji ke zhe zhu lu di
o da ti
da zhong ma tobie di de na
o da ti dan ju yi dan da ti dan ju yi se yi xie yu ra 코저 덴바츠 덴시 미타바츠도 소시에데 코저기 라피 덴시 덴시라 차라요라 라피 미타바 다 미타바다 주다시레 체 차라기 참몰라 니가기 참몰 찍바레 차레기 제바요 말에 미타바 차라데 주 찍바체 아 둥아데 주 차라요레 아 담에데 주 차라요 덴바시는 미타 둥아 동아 담에 세지요라 동아 때 미체지 시 미다 동아 동아 담에 다 동아 담 담에 담 동아 숨라 우마 바담 년대 때바니 차라기 제바요 년대 때위 대에게 동아 때서 라바 대래 차위 우마 탄주위 동아 때바 직시에요 아 동아 때라양 우마 탄주위 년대기 동아래 차와 직시에요 담에 발라야 년대기 년대래 우마 탄주위 차와 직시 미타발라 타바시에요 말에 뭐다디인다 우마탄주바체나 년대대와 체랑지 어다 뭐바니네 시고르다 년대기 대 슈네 셰비 다 덴제네 셰비 어딘데지 곰바 짬지 어 타바토베 요 말에 타바토발라 똥닝에 말도 또 그래스 미타스 주주 락바 곰바 짬지
So here again, this is the first part of 44, and this is from the perspective of the Prasangika Madhyamakas, who are saying that, again, you, the Hinayana, might insist that the root of the teachings is the monastic community, but it is implausible that those monks were arhats. What they're saying is that if you don't accept the realization of emptiness, then you can't say that those beings were actually enlightened or that they attained that state of arhatship. If you deny that the Mahayana are the speech of the Buddha, then there are no teachings on emptiness, and that is the only way that one actually attains that state of arhatship. So for you to assert that that a monk, an arhat, one who has attained liberation, is the root of the teachings, you being those of the Hinayana, this is difficult for you to do because the within your system you don't have the attainment of actual liberation because you don't have the realization of emptiness. So again, this is based upon a sort of different understanding about what is necessary in order to gain enlightenment. And for the Prasangika Madhyamakas, one necessarily needs to have a realization of the lack of inherent existence, of the realization of emptiness, which is more subtle than what the Hinayanists would assert as being one of the 16 characteristics of the Four Noble Truths. So there's sort of those encompass the kinds of things that are to be studied, and for the Prasangika Madhyamikas, they assert a more subtle kind of emptiness. So when we look at like the various components or sort of characteristics of the Four Noble Truths, there's not a difference in terms of their subtlety of understanding of impermanence. But when you get into the other kind of components or sort of characteristics of that truth, especially when it comes to emptiness and so forth, there are different levels of subtlety of understanding. And according to the Prasangika Madhyamikas, those Hinayana practitioners, because they lack the subtle understanding of emptiness, then it's basically impossible for them to assert arhatship at all, and therefore to assert that as being the root of the Buddha's teachings.
Oh, that is, yes.
So we'll stop there for today.